This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Larkey's very own Kurt Sheldenbrand talking about their new Larkey Lowdown, a quarterly report that provides powerful insights around the adoption, use, and impact of push notification messaging, specifically for the financial services industry, credit unions in this case. So yeah, really great stuff in this quarterly report, and Kurt was here to tell us all about it and what's in this, what's in their first one, and then what's going to be coming down the line. So yeah, really, really great stuff here from Kurt, and with a great resource here too in the Larkey Lowdown. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Larkey's very own Kurt Sheldenbrand. Kurt, how are you, sir? Good to see you.
I'm doing great, Mike. Thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Better now that you're here because we get to talk about the Larkey Lowdown, the new quarterly report that you guys at Larkey are putting out. And I find this very fascinating. So I'm going to start out with the big bombshell question right up front, Kurt. What is the Larkey Lowdown? Give us a quick 411 on what it's all about.
Yeah, so, you know, I've been involved in tech for a long time, building products and so forth. And it's cool to create cool technology, but ultimately, what are we trying to do? We're trying to solve business problems, right?
Right.
And for us, the Larkey Lowdown is really an expression of what is it that we're trying to go do? What do we learn in sending, you know, push notifications? What does Larkey do? We send push notifications through banking applications, right? And that's our tech. But what are we actually trying to do? We're trying to create engagement for our clients, for our credit unions with their members. And the Larkey Lowdown is all about, we have all kinds of cool data that we get back from doing that messaging.
Mm-hmm.
And we can do analysis in that data. We can drive insights and understand what works, what doesn't work, and how we can help people do better. And just helping understand, you know, push as a channel for outreach. Push has always been used for a long time for transactional notifications. Hey, your balance hit, or your low balance, or your deposit hit today. Congratulations. And that's pretty straightforward. But the idea of using push to create engagement beyond just those transactional notifications, that's fairly new. And we have a lot of information about that, a lot of data, a lot of experience, and we want to share that. That's what Larkey Lowdown is.
And anybody who knows anything about push notifications, there's a science behind this on how to make it work and how to make it work right. So you guys are going to put out this data and these insights and stuff and kind of share kind of a behind the scenes look at how all this stuff works and how you can benefit from it, right? Is that kind of like end goal here, I guess? Or am I?
There's a science and there's an art, and for sure, there is science for sure. We get a lot of data back, right? And I think it's going to be both a little bit of science and the art, but it's going to be art backed by science.
Okay. So, I like that. That's a good mix. I'll take that any day. So again, this is going to be a quarterly thing that you are quarterly publication that you're going to be putting out. So, and you guys put out, I guess, the initial one or the first one or one of the first ones. And so having said that, what are some of the findings that you guys, or what are some of the things that you shared in this latest report?
Yeah. So, you know, ultimately what we will be looking at is engagement itself. How do you create more engagement? But this first one, we wanted to get in, you know, just what does adoption look like?
Yeah.
Is push a channel that recipients, that, you know, credit union members want to use to get this kind of information? What kind of adoption rates do we see?
Mm-hmm.
And essentially proving that out. So this first edition is all about adoption rates.
Okay. Gotcha. And so I want to step back a little bit here. So why did you guys decide to produce this? Was there a kind of a gap and then was there like a knowledge gap, so to speak, in here? And then that you guys wanted to put this out there for folks to give them a bit more education?
You know, you do see a lot of the, you know, state of the blank reports, right? And state of, you know, push notification engagement or push notifications in the FI space specifically, but there's plenty of things on push, but we're really focused on that FI space, on community financial institutions, mm-hmm. and how does it work for them? Because there's some best practices and there's some things that are unique to that space.
Oh yeah.
That again, we have great insights in, and so effectively, that is what we're trying to do: is really share specifically for FIs how does push work for you.
Mm-hmm. And then to keep those creating members in this case engaged, right, and keep them loyal and build that trust, all that good stuff that you guys are doing. So can you share with us the value of push notifications and how financial institutions, credit unions in our case, can leverage this technology if this stuff is, I mean, I know, like you said, it's been out for a while, but it might be new to some folks.
It for sure is. Like, again, it, you know, transactional, the notifications on balances and so forth, that's been around for a long time. But that value of push for our clients is really helping create engagement for their members when that member is not already logged into the app itself or onto the online experience, whatever it might be, right? An example is I'm here in Ann Arbor, Michigan. I'm not far from Detroit. And so on Sundays, I watch the Detroit Lions play on TV. And we'll skip the parts about that. But what happens is in between when the Lions are trying to either score or have the other team not score,
right,
I'm watching commercials. And what do I see in those commercials? I see Chase and Citibank commercials about no fee this and not no fee that, and Rocket Mortgage about my loan options, and Carvana about how I can, you know, buy cars and finance with them. They create engagement. They're creating outreach. They're getting top of mind with consumers.
Mm-hmm.
What can push do for you? Push for you, when leveraged in that more of that marketing standpoint, more so than the balance transfer type notification, that can let you stay top of mind with your members when they wouldn't otherwise be thinking about you. And you can capture them in that moment with some message that they want to see. They want to know, oh, that's right, I can, you know, I've got way better car loan rates than I would get if I went to the dealership and used them, for example, or HELOC, where I didn't know my credit union offers car insurance, but I can save a lot of money with car insurance in my credit union than I would if I went to, you know, whatever source I'm seeing on this TV commercial right now. Mm-hmm. So it gives them a chance. You know, how can you leverage push? You leverage push by creating engagement, staying top of mind with your members, you know, at least once a month. Stay out there, right? Mm-hmm. They might be thinking about you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got this paper check. I'm going to go scan this in, or I do want to check my balance because my kids, you know, need some cash or something. And those are opportunities to get their eyeballs. They can get in. They can see, you know, if you have in-app banner ads or so forth. But the rest of the time, my phone is sitting there, or it's sitting here because I'm, you know, scanning through something else.
Yeah.
And bing, up pops a notification that's timed and targeted to me. Yeah. It says something that I want to see. Oh, I'm going to tap on that and go learn more, right? It's an engagement when the member is not already thinking about the credit union. That's how you leverage that technology.
Yeah. And so I see them as the same way. These timely, targeted reminders, and that really keep you engaged. What's the recipe? Is it the giving the end user the right information at the right time? There's three things. You guys probably know it better than I do, but it's the right info at the right time, and I can't remember the rest of it.
Sometimes, in our case, sometimes it's the right place.
The right place. You know, that's
it. We have a long history of doing location-based messaging. A lot of people who know Larky know, oh, you guys do location messaging, and that's certainly true. We've done it for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But you know, not everything we do is location-based. But yeah, the right message at the right time. In the right place, context of being someplace can really, again, just create much higher levels of engagement. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a very effective tool for credit unions or any organization for that matter. If you use it right, and like you said, there's an art and a science behind it all. So yeah, for sure.
Right, right. And it's using it right part that is key, right? What you don't want to do is be pushy with your push notifications.
Mm-hmm.
If you use it too much, it's like any good tool, right? Why do we think of email? Emails, by the way, a fantastic tool. I send emails all day long. I get emails. Mm-hmm. I read a lot of them. I read most of the ones I get. I read some of the ones I get. I don't read all the ones I get. And, you know, why is that? It's because I get so many, right? I'm getting spammed with emails, not even spam emails, just regular emails. There's just so many. I can't deal with it. And so part of how do you leverage push in a strategic and responsible way is don't send too many.
Mm-hmm.
Don't send so many messages that people become frustrated. It's a negative experience, and they swipe it and turn it off and say, I don't want to get push notifications from this app anymore. I turned off Uber notifications the other day because I used to travel a lot, and I needed my push from Uber because I needed to know my guy was showing up to take me from the airport to wherever I needed to go to.
Right.
I stopped traveling, and so I was getting Uber Eats push notifications.
Oh, I get those too.
Every day.
Yeah.
And at some point, I got frustrated to the point where I'll turn this off. And boy, I hope I remember to turn it back on again when I am traveling. But these were pushy. They were not helpful. They didn't create the engagement that Uber was hoping for in that situation. I became disengaged and turned it off. And they can't listen to me anymore. And that's what we're trying to, in some regard, with this Larky Lowdown, as well as just things that are built into our platform in general. But with Larky Lowdown, help explain what can you do to not be Don't be the Uber in the situation.
Yeah.
Right. Be the helpful sender of notifications.
Yep. If there's a big takeaway out of this interview, don't be pushy with your push notifications. So that's the big takeaway.
Don't be pushy. Be nudgy. We want you to nudge.
Yeah. Nudgy in a friendly way. Yeah, for sure.
In a friendly way.
Hey, what's next for the Larkey Lowdown? How do you see this report evolving over time, you know, immediate and long-term?
Yeah, like I said, you know, we started the first editions out, and it's really focusing again on that overall adoption, showing that yes, when used responsibly, you have very high adoption rates, much higher than you would see with just normal apps for push notifications. And again, we see a rising trend of notifications. We don't see people essentially becoming frustrated and turning it off and a downward trend over time. Actually, we see upward trends. And so, you know, what's next is cool. We've established that, yes, push as a channel works.
Mm-hmm.
Use it right. It works. Okay. Now, how do we actually create that engagement? How do we create engagement that's 7 times better than your email is right now?
Oh, yeah.
And is it based on what time of day are you sending? Indeed, how are you phrasing that message? It's very conversational, right? These are conversational devices these days. If I want to talk to my kids, I'm going to do it through this thing, right?
Sure.
And that's how we do it with our friends. And so the messaging we want to be sending is way more conversational than you might think of in terms of how you might phrase an email or even a banner ad. So future editions will be talking about that and then showing, you know, time of the day of the week, different types of categories, what kind of engagement rates do we see,
works
and what doesn't work, and so forth. So
exciting.
That data's out there, and that's what's coming next.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, I love this kind of behind-the-scenes look on how these work and how well they can work. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting for you guys. Well done. So anything else to add to wrap up here, Kurt?
It's been a lot of fun putting this together. It helps us. You know, I love looking at the data. I will say from our perspective, you know, it isn't just using this data to produce this report. We're going to use this data to actually pump it back into our system apply some machine learning to it and say, as you're composing that message, hey, you might want to change that word, or you might want to insert this emoji here, or don't schedule that for that time of day, schedule it for this time of day.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's really coming up next for us, at least. So real fun times here.
Right on. And I'm assuming you go to the Larkey website and sign up for this, for the Larkey Lowdown, and you get on the mailing
list. Go to the Larkey website.
Got it.
Yep. There and you'll find it there and sign up and download it and read it and go for it.
Right on. All right. We'll put the link in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out and subscribe. So yeah, good stuff. All right, Kurt. Well, thank you so much, sir. A pleasure talking to you. And I just love this type of stuff. I love getting behind the scenes and getting the science behind all these types of things and how they work and how they work well. So, and you guys are doing a great job there at Larkey. We appreciate your time and look forward to the next chat, sir. Well done.
All right. Thank you.
You are. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.